adobo, lechon, kare-kare. If you haven't heard of these Filipino dishes, don't feel bad, but yes, you are behind the curve. Filipino food seems to be hitting the mainstream here, and some are asking, why did it take so long? One storyline goes that it's partly because Filipinos in the U.S. are embarrassed about their food. But Rosalind Tordesillas doesn't buy it.
On a Sunday at 4, it's not quite lunch or dinner time, but Ihawan is packed. Filipinos would call this meal merienda cena, afternoon snack time, blending into dinner. This restaurant in Woodside, Queens, prides itself on giving Filipinos a taste of home. And as far as I can tell, everyone in here is of Filipino descent. Now, some food writers might look at Ihawan and conclude Filipinos are too ashamed of their food to bring white people here. Here's a clip from an episode of Feast Meets West, a podcast on Asian cuisines.
We were reading in the Washington Post about how some Filipino immigrants in America have felt a sense of shame or dishonor around their food.
There's been a number of stories about Filipino food in the U.S. that talk about a feature of Philippine culture called hiya, H-I-Y-A.
And they use the term hiya, and it's weird because it's not something that I've heard other Asian cultures feel about their food.
So let's clear something up. Yes, the literal translation of shame is hiya. But when you're talking about Philippine culture, hiya has a much deeper meaning. Hiya is part of a value system that guides how people act.
All of this really is a reflection of how we see ourselves as connected to other people.
EJ David is a professor focusing on Filipino psychology at the University of Alaska, Anchorage.
We don't just see ourselves as an individual, you know, person that I will do whatever I want. I don't care what everybody else thinks.
Hiya means accountability to others, your family, friends, or community. It's knowing they have a stake in your actions and they will judge. It's respecting community standards. And it is shameful if you fall short. So how did this get translated into Filipinos being ashamed of their food? At some point, that cultural meaning of hiya got confused with a different meaning of hiya, the shame minorities feel when their food is ridiculed.
You know, going to school and, you know, having adobo and be like, oh, what is that brown stuff? Is it dog?
That's Natalia Rojas talking about the comments she used to get about her lunch. She and Sarilyn Pablo founded Filipino Kitchen. They organize food and heritage events from their base in Chicago. Pablo tells me about a recent workshop they did with Filipino college students.
And we asked, had they ever been called or heard the term dog eaters as a pejorative against our community? And like a third of them raised their hands. Yes, it's a century ago, but like that idea still persists.
A century ago, a fake village of real indigenous Filipinos was a big hit at the St. Louis World's Fair. Crowds gawked at brown people performing a dog-eating ritual. As the U.S. began an almost 50-year occupation of the Philippines, Filipinos were shown as savages who had to be civilized. In the Philippines, American colonizers set up the public school system. Kids were taught that Filipino food was unhealthy, and that Western dishes and processed food like canned milk were superior. That colonial influence lingers, even though the Philippines gained independence in 1946. Filipinos are quite familiar with American tastes and how their food is presented in the U.S.
You must consume 2 balut eggs.
Dishes like balut, boiled fertilized duck eggs, are punishments on shows like Fear Factor.
If you are going to throw out, I have a bucket for you.
Oh, God. I hear a crunch. This is hot. She's a savage. Look at that.
It's no surprise some Filipinos have internalized all that shaming. But even those who unapologetically love the food can't escape those prejudices.
Ito, this is so good. Look at how pretty it is. Oh. You have to cut it properly. So that's one of the things.
Amy Besa is among the foremost ambassadors of Philippine food in the U.S. She and her husband, Romy Dorotan, own Purple Yam in Brooklyn. When they first started out, they wanted to feature the flavors they loved. but they knew what they were up against.
Because we felt that if we said, oh, this is a Filipino restaurant, then, you know, all kinds of limiting stereotypes will come in.
And when she heard that some were attributing this type of caution to a cultural trait, hiya, and calling it shame?
I remember reading it the first time, and I was so angry.
Bessa says citing cultural sources of shame for why Filipino food isn't better known here is putting blame in the wrong place.
Because there are barriers that we did not create that prevent us from equal access and support to move our food towards that place where we want it to be. And if we were able to move in spite of all the barriers, it's because, oh, they allowed us. So when we make progress, guess who gets credited for it? What? Andrew Zimmern and Anthony Bourdain? Excuse me.
And I think Filipinos in America maybe underrated their own food. They were used to being mocked for balut.
Anthony Bourdain told CNN that Filipinos have underrated their own food and that sisig would be the breakout dish. No one has to tell Filipinos not to be ashamed to enjoy crunchy, garlicky, rich, spicy sisig. Chopped meat from a pig's face and ears, sizzling and gooey with a raw egg cracked over it. Professor E.J. David says it's not Filipinos who've underrated this food.
The conversation about, you know, why Filipino food has been ignored by mainstream America for so long. Well, the reason for that is mainstream America.
For The World, Rosalind Tordesillas, New York.
Rosalind's story was produced in collaboration with Feet in Two Worlds.